a lot of the indigenous people here are better, you know, they're not too keen on having the vaccine.
That's Kirk Sullivan. He's a Wongatha man living in Kalgoorlie. That's in the region which the Federal Health Department designates as the outback south of WA. The region has only 7% of its indigenous population fully vaccinated. That's the lowest out of any area in the country.
And I think if it gets in the community, it's going to damage to all the communities throughout the Central Desert.
Maxwell Cook is from the Nunyajara lands in WA's Central Desert, also in that area.
It's not our disease. It came from overseas. And the government should know better.
He says he won't get the vaccine.
I don't think it's safe because I heard a lot of stories because when you get the vaccine, it will infect the immune system in your body.
Damien McLean is the CEO of the Shire of Nunyajaraku, which covers the Nunyajara lands.
We saw the material that has just been rife on the internet being used by people to injure Aboriginal people intentionally. It's just been terrible, and it's been countering that misinformation that's been really important.
He says vaccination rates in his area have been higher than 7%, but news unfolding from New South Wales with the virus getting out in Indigenous communities is deeply concerning.
It worries us a lot. It's not to be underestimated. If coronavirus came through here, it would do a lot of damage very quickly.
Biga Gunbiringu is the Aboriginal Health Service in Kalgoorlie-Boulder and does outreach throughout the Goldfields region.
It most certainly is something that we are concerned about. These communities are some of the most vulnerable people in the country.
That's Clive Holt. He's Biga Gunbiringu's CEO.
We did well last year to keep COVID out of the Aboriginal communities. Situation in New South Wales certainly made people realise that this is now a bit of an urgent situation.
He says his health service has only begun administering Pfizer jabs this week.
I think it's been pretty slow to start with. A number of reasons there's been the vaccine hesitancy among people. That's largely due to the fact that people are saying they'd rather wait for Pfizer to be available.
Premier Mark McGowan told the ABC the lack of supply of Pfizer has been an issue.
So we don't have additional supply like New South Wales got, so once we get additional supply, we'll be able to do that.
The Premier says the rollout of vaccines to remote communities is a federal responsibility.
The remote community vaccination was one of the responsibilities the Commonwealth Government took on. They say they're going to organise more inreach. That has to happen urgently.
Here's Federal COVID-19 Task Force Commander John Frewin in a Senate committee today.
We are going to do a surge into 30 communities. They are the communities where there are the greatest gap between the current national vaccination levels and the levels in those communities.
There's also a new task force being set up to engage local community leaders in the rollout.
First meeting was on video conference today, and Jeffrey and I are part of that national group.
Dr. Christine Jeffrey-Stokes is a paediatrician in the region, and she's married to Wongai Naju man Jeffrey Stokes.
Vaccination rates are very low in many Aboriginal communities, and particularly so in the Goldfields, which seems to relate to hesitancy and misinformation about the vaccines.
Her husband Jeffrey says he's doing what he can to counter misinformation.
I will not speak against this vaccine because I don't want to be the responsibility for my people dying.
And Jeffrey isn't being dramatic. This is Nunyajara man Maxwell Cook again.
Me, I'll tell them straight, you know, I'll die without the vaccine.
Jeffrey Stokes says he's hopeful things will accelerate, but it's a race against time.
Once this hit our people, it'll spread like bushfire. We know what spinifex fire can do, and this will be just like spinifex fire. It'll just wipe our people out. So my advice is to get the jab. We can't afford to speak against this thing.